Turn with me, please, for a meditation today in Psalm 145. The superscription here says that it is a praise of David. As I was studying for this, it was noted that this is the only psalm titled like this. It's not called a psalm, a hymn, a song, or any combination of these. It's a praise. In the book of praises, which is the name in Hebrew translated into English, the book of Psalms is the book of praises. And so this is a praise of David. The Lord moved him to write, "I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall, and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever." Well, this is the first of the last grouping of Psalms. All the rest to the end, 146, 7, 8, 9, and 150, start out, "Praise the Lord." Hallelujah. This one doesn't, but it's kind of a transition from the ones that we'd seen before, where David was in desperate straits and was calling out to God for deliverance. Well, we saw 144 was kind of a transition, that the deliverance has come. Now with Psalm 145, David sings of the blessings and the benefits of that deliverance and the joy of knowing the deliverer. This psalm, as we read it, you can see, is full of David's thoughts, moved, of course, by the Holy Spirit, of God's character, which he praises, and the working out of that character, his kindness, his goodness to his people. And for that, David gives thanks. That's a real quick summary of it, isn't it? You saw that as we read that. And David delights to tell people about this. He composed this, well, we don't know when, but he composed this to give praise to God for his goodness and thanks to God for applying that goodness not only to himself, but to all of God's people. Now, in God's providence, this fits in really well with what we're going to be looking at in the sermon today from Matthew chapter 10, in the commission that Jesus gives to his 12 disciples about to become apostles as they go forth called by him to speak of God's goodness. They are sent to heal. They are sent to deliver. And as we'll see as we read through the entirety of chapter 10, they are sent to give good news that God is come to save, and belief upon the Lord Jesus Christ is what brings deliverance, rescue from sin and from pollution and death. This is why we're not only going to be singing in just a moment portion C of Psalm 145, but we're going to sing portion B at the end of our worship service so that we will have the entire psalm here. We too, just like the disciples, will be speaking to one another of God's goodness and of his great salvation accomplished through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. All these benefits, all these blessings, all this goodness comes certainly through and only through our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we speak of them, as we sing of them, as we meditate upon them here directly in this meditation and kind of indirectly in those first four verses of Matthew chapter 10, and we'll be doing more through the rest of chapter 10 there in Matthew, why, we will be ourselves speaking and thinking upon the person and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has brought all these things to us. So let's sing at this time from Psalm 145C. Oh, and by the way, for those who used to go to Cove McCoy, maybe this and the smell of any food downstairs will work in you a little hunger, because at Cove McCoy it used to be that before every meal we would sing the first stanza here before giving thanks for the meal as an entire conference. You'd have a few hundred people singing this, and then a minister leading in prayer usually. The eyes of all upon thee wait, their food in season thou dost give. Thine open hand doth satisfy the wants of all on earth that live. Let us give thanks to our God who provides this all in and through Jesus Christ, as we sing now from Psalm 145, portion C.